Tide gets everything out. I'm talking everything. From the mud stain on mom's gardening clothes to dad's stink after work BO white undershirts. It gets everything out. I don't know how my little brother gets them dirty, but even Luke's soiled socks come back to white. Ever since we moved back to Eva Beach, I've been in charge of washing clothes. After school, at least 3 times a week, I load up the dirty clothes and head outside to the beat-up whirlpool Grandma gave us. Mom says that I'm getting older, so I should have more responsibilities. One time, we went 3 weeks without clean clothes. Mom and Dad had a mean fight because of it. Something about Dad being too tired after a long day at work, with all the extra hours he has to put in because of the promotion he took, and something about Mom doing the best that she can at being a housewife, how she's too busy to do everything for the house, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the kids, shopping, and the list went on and on. Soon after that, I learned the power of Tide. Don't forget to use the Clorox for the whites, Landon, Mom yells from the kitchen, where she talks on the phone with Auntie Selma. Why? She has no clue that I haven't used Clorox once, that Tide always gets the stains out. Are you okay? Back towards the kitchen. We don't have a dryer yet, so I have to line dry the clothes in the backyard. I hang each shirt, panty, and sock wet and limp with clothespins, like caught fish hovering across the yard. Dad says that maybe in a couple of months, we might be able to afford a reconditioned dryer from the used appliance store. But no matter, Eva Beach is hot compared to Aleva Heights, so the clothes dry right away. Sometimes my little brother watches me load clothes into the salt-rusted whirlpool. Luke sits on the outside basin, dangling his feet, bites the nail on his index finger and nibbles off a piece, crunches it into bits. Luke always complains about Eva Beach. Recently, it seems like that's all he does. How hot it is, how he hates Eva Beach Elementary School, how Mrs. Shelley, his third grade teacher, always calls on him, making him look stupid in front of everyone. How he hates Poopoo Street because there's no kids his age to play with. He slides the nail specks to the tip of his tongue and spits them toward the fence. There's a commercial for Rinso that I like where this old man and lady are hanging around the house. The lady keeps bugging her husband to tell her how he gets the clothes so clean. He looks at the camera from behind his newspaper with a grin, pretending like he doesn't care, and then says, "Ancient Chinese secret." She harumps. But she ends up finding out that it's actually Rinso. They both laugh and she shakes her head. While we eat dinner, I ask Mom if she knows how I get the clothes so clean. She looks at me clueless. "I no can tell you," I say. "Ancient Portuguese secrets." Oh, I bust out laughing so hard, I almost choke on the peas in my mouth. Dad and Luke both laugh too, but Mom doesn't. She shakes her head. "How many times do I have to tell you? You're Portuguese, not Portuguese. You sound so low class when you speak like that." Now Dad starts shaking his head too. When Dad comes home, it's straight to his and Mom's bedroom to take off his work clothes. That's 3 more things to wash. A loa shirt, slacks, and a thin white undershirt. When he emerges, he looks more relaxed. He's wearing Bora Bora shorts and a shirt. Pukas and all. His usual stop before he heads to either the green recliner in the living room or to his workroom is the kitchen for something to drink. Sometimes it's a tall glass of ice water or a can of Bud from the fridge. Sometimes it's a short glass of Jack Daniels. He says it takes the edge off. It helps him to relax, to get back to normal. Mom doesn't look at him while she pours the brown liquid from the bottle. Dad takes the glass and heads to his workroom to play with his radio-controlled car. Mom tells Auntie Selma later on the phone that he never even said thank you. I collect the shirt, slacks, and undershirt scattered about their bedroom and take them to the bathroom hamper, glance out the bathroom to make sure no one is coming, then inhale the musty smell of a long day, feel it burn from my lungs down into my stomach. It smells like a combination of brute sweat and VO5 hair oil. It smells like work. It smells like my father, tired and eating brown liquid to relax. I'm supposed to meet Luke at his classroom after school. Mom wants me to walk with him. She says it's safer if we walk together. It takes me a couple of minutes to walk from the 6th grader's side of campus, so Luke knows to stay put until I come. But when I get there, Luke isn't in the classroom. Mrs. Shelley says real sassy and without looking at me that I should go check the office, and then she ignores me. When I get to the office, Luke is waiting outside on the concrete. He's dirty. I mean really dirty. He looks like he's been rolling around in the dirt mounds behind a 3rd grade wing. His new school shirt and shorts all full of pukas. For a moment, I wonder if Tide can get those stains out. As I get closer, I notice that his lip is a little swollen. His head hangs, but when he looks up at me, I can tell exactly what the problem is. He gets up slowly and keeps looking at the ground. We walk without saying anything. The afternoon gets a little hotter. Without warning, Luke blurts out, "I hate this school, I hate this place." He kicks gravel into a smoke cloud around our feet. "You let me kick their asses," I ask him. I know it's not just one guy. Plus, I'm big for my age, but Luke's small for his. "No, cause then I'm gonna be on chicken. Looking handle, gotta call my big brother." "No worry." My non-athletic, Lego-building, artistic drawing brother trying to act macho. "Mom and Dad gotta go office me with the principal," I ask. He nods. "That's the third time since the school year started. They're gonna be pissed. Not to mention, almost all the clothes Mom bought you from Sears are bust up already." "I know," his head low. "What they bugging you for anyway?" "Cause I look howly. Every day, same thing. Holly boy, give me your lunch money. Or Holly boy, no look at me like that, or I'm gonna broke your ass. Or you think you're so smart, eh, Holly boy, with your nice clothes. Answer questions all the time, like make us look stupid, eh? I'm gonna dirty up good, so think twice and shut your mouth." I don't know what to say, how to help. I search the ground for answers, but find none. Just the heat rising from the asphalt sliding up my shirt. "Today, I won't get so fed up with it. I get all nuts with Meryl Pushan in class. After you make one sly Holly boy comment at me, I tell him for shut up before I broke his ass. Full on scream kind right in front of Mrs. Shelley. Then Darren Furtado and all his boys whisper back and forth because Merrill one of his boys too, eh? They eyeballing me the whole time Mrs. Shelley writing me one note for the office. I seen Darren lip after school at me. But then they would jump me at recess time instead. A minute passes. I hate this place. I want to go home. How many was? 4? But no do nothing, okay? He waits for me to say something. Keeps looking at me, but I have nothing for him. I feel him in me. I feel the pull of my brother's eyes. The pull of my brother I sometimes don't understand. Screaming for help but pushing me away. Needing help but wanting to tough it out. I want to help him, but he doesn't want it. I want to hug him, but he's so far away. All I know is when I get home, I have to clean him up. We round the corner of Hailipo Street onto Pupu Street, past houses with overgrown bougainvillea bushes and gravel lots full of weeds. Silence. We walk up the driveway to our house. Mom is outside on her hands and knees pruning one of her rose bushes. "Hi, Mom!" We both chime in together. She responds without looking up. She's focused on the next snip. A rose falls on the grass next to her knee. Green streaks and brown spots all over her work pants. She doesn't see us going to the house. Take Luke to the bathroom and I clean his lip and cuts with peroxide. I tell him to jump into the shower, pile his clothes by the back door and go collect the other dirty clothes around the house. Make a bigger pile. I'm going out the back door to load up the washing machine when I hear, "Landon," Luke's head sticking out of the shower curtain. "Why we gotta stay here for?" His question is so pure, so simple, so far away from Eva Beach. I know he wants to go back to Aleva Heights, back to a familiar place with people he knows. Back to rainy nights and dew on the grass in the morning. All I can do is shrug my shoulders and shake my head like I don't know why. His head sinks back behind the shower curtain, back behind the sound of water pellets smacking the plastic sheet. I've gotten good at hiding things since I've been doing the laundry. Mom never grills me about how I get my clothes dirty. She used to give me full-on 20 questions. Where'd you go? Why'd you go there? What were you doing there? Who'd you go with? You know you're not supposed to go anywhere after school, right? Just pick up Luke and come straight home. Haven't I told you there are all kinds of hoodlums roaming around Eva Beach? But since the laundry has become my responsibility, I've started surfing behind my friend Toby's house. I've explored the sewer system down the road. It leads all the way out and dumps into the ocean. I've even burned some of the trash behind the garage. Mom never sees and never knows. Dad's paint thinner and lighter fluid are easy enough to find. Plus, the matchbooks he brings home from the hotels where his work conventions take place are always lying around. Come to think of it, if Mom is on the phone when me and Luke get home from school, there's a good 2 hours before we have to be somewhere around, looking like we're doing our homework. But make sure to do the chores before sneaking out. Chores come first, then homework, Mom says. A couple hours later, When dad pulls up in a driveway, she gets off the phone quick, starts dinner and makes like she's been slaving over it for hours when dad walks in, checks on me and Luke. She's always amazed at how much homework I have. You ever noticed how clean clothes right off the line smell? Hot and alive like Eva Beach, mountain fresh like Aleva Heights. Restored but not really. A hot so painful it's exhilarating, then back to normal, almost. Luke helps me fold laundry. We sit on my bed, pulling tightly on the shirts, making sure to get all the wrinkles out. Mom says it's embarrassing to walk around with wrinkles in your clothes. There must be a ton of shame people at school, because I'm one of the few people without wrinkles in my shirt. You know what I miss, Landon? Luke starts off. I mean, besides my friends up on Skyline Drive back home. He turns two socks inside out and squishes them into one, making a ball. I glance up at him. I miss the rain, the way it would hit the iron roof, like 1,000 birds running across the sky. Remember when we would play out in the rain? I miss how cool it would get. It's too hot in Eva Beach, yeah? I nod. I miss it too. After first recess, my teacher, Mrs. Cato, sends me to pick up the projector from the library. At this time, the younger students are just starting to be served lunch. All the students are supposed to walk single file to the cafeteria, which is also across the field. Two classrooms of kids file out of the third grade wing and head toward the caf. A couple seconds later, my jaw drops when I see my brother dart out of his classroom, running full blast across the field toward the caf. Behind, four other third graders, all bigger than Luke, chasing after him. Mrs. Shelley's yelling from the classroom that my brother is going to go to the office again for disobeying her. All at the same time, I want to shoot across the field, tackle those punks, and help my brother. But I don't, because I know he doesn't want it. But I will if they jump him. Luke reaches the lunch line way ahead of the others. When he gets there, the boys all stop running and start walking. I watch, make sure they leave him alone. Right before Luke goes into the caf, I notice he's not wearing his shoes. After school, I don't even bother stopping by Mrs. Shelley's room. I go straight to the office. Luke's sitting outside on the ground again. He gets up slowly when he sees me. At least he's not dirty. That's good. That means they didn't jump him. We walk for a while. Usually Luke says something by the time we get halfway down Papipi Road, away from the school. But today, nothing. So instead, I tell him, I never go Mrs. Shelley's room. I knew you was going to be in the office. Nothing. Keeps walking. I seen you running to lunch today. Head hangs a little lower. Still nothing. I never know you run that fast. He looks up and searches my face to see what I mean. Seeing it, he smiles faintly, proud of the compliment. Why they chasing you? It takes him a couple of minutes, but he eventually blurts it out. Mrs. Shelley, that's why. She's so stupid. She don't know what goes on in her own room. She don't even know what howling mean. She think the boy is calling me something nice. And when they call her the bestest howly teacher they ever had, she think they being nice. She's so dumb. She don't even know. She always collect our lunch money first thing in the morning, yeah? We all gotta put them in the plastic container. But when she gives our money back, everybody try to forget one better place in line. But she never hear Darren or one of his boys tell me forgive him my lunch money. Every day, same thing. So every day, I run out the door before Mrs. Shelley say, because if I get into the caf before Darren guys, they don't can do nothing to me. Bye-bye, the cafeteria later gonna bust them. All Mrs. Shelley gonna do is scream, because she think we playing around, trying for race to the caf. She's so damn fat, no can do nothing but make one scene from the classroom. So either I do that or I don't eat. And you run better without shoes, eh? I ask, already knowing the answer. He nods. Can tell he wants to cry, but he holds it in. I hate this place, he says. I wish you could go home. And now I know not only why his socks are so dirty, but how too. It's so hot by the time we get home, both of us are sweating. We go straight to doing our chores, cleaning bathroom day. Grab the Clorox, Ajax, Scotch-Brite scrubbers, and Pine Sol. Shiny porcelain and fumes that burn our noses. When mom goes to Foodland, I tell Luke to forget about his chores for a while because I got a surprise for him. I tell him to stand in the middle of the yard and to close his eyes. The afternoon is still and hot and dry, dry, dry. I get the water hose and turn it on full blast. I put my finger over the hose so the water shoots out fast and aim high into the air so that the water falls like rain over Luke. At first, he's surprised, but since it's so hot, I know it feels good. Steam starts coming from the concrete sidewalk in our yard. Luke spins around and around, swatting the glistening crystal drops, trying to catch some in his mouth. He washes his hair with both hands, and for the first time today, he's smiling. I can tell he's not thinking about mom and dad at the principal's office coming up, or about having to sprint just to eat lunch. I know he's not thinking about Aleva Heights, because at this moment, he's here. He's finally on Poopoo Street. Warm water pellets on a sweltering day falling from a beat-up old black water hose. Water pellets that pound the ground, kicking up more dirt and mud, which cling to my brother. Warm water and liquid sunshine. I know it's not home, but it's the best I could do.